So taking a few moments to settle into a posture. Make sure there's ease in the posture. Make sure you also feel nicely grounded. And so remembering that sitting in the chair to plant the feet at the floor and the bottom in the chair. Hands in the lap, letting the hands be soft. And take care of the spine, always remembering to take care of the spine, perhaps sitting forward on the chair so that it has a natural curve, that the head is evenly balanced, and that the neck is not stretching upwards. The neck is rather neutral. Chin ever so slightly downwards, but not much, a few degrees. Let the eyes too be soft and still and downwards. And it helps as well with the eyes for steadying to have an awareness of the eyes as being still and noticing when there's movement of the eyes, there's movement of the mind. And so that can be a nice way of gently bringing ourselves back to here. So connecting with sitting. Sensations of sitting. Noticing the sounds coming and going. Maybe thoughts and emotions too are whirling about, just letting them come and go in awareness. And connect with the breath. Notice that you're being breathed, completely supported by the air we all share. There's nothing we need to do, simply receive. Receive the breath. Receive a sense too of solidity through the body. Gravity gently holding us here. And so a few reflections before we go farther in the practice that I hope are helpful in this difficult week here in Toronto. So we have readings from really different traditions here, and yet saying so many of the same things. So here is from the Jewish Bible, from Ecclesiastes, shared with Christians as well, of course. And in Ecclesiastes, we're reminded, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to reap that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. I'm just letting that settle in, letting whatever emotions and thoughts and sensations that the reading stirs up, letting them all be here, no more, no less than they are, holding them in the loving awareness of mindfulness. In a similar way, we're taught by the Taoist tradition from East Asia. There is a time for being ahead, a time for being behind, a time for being in motion, a time for being at rest, a time for being vigorous, a time for being exhausted, a time for being safe, a time for being in danger. And Jack Kornfield comments further on this, and he says, "The master sees things as they are, without trying to control them. She lets them go their own way and resides at the center of the circle." She resides, he resides at the center of the circle. And so as we sit here, feeling body, feeling breath, letting everything that's happening simply be here in awareness. Can we find within ourselves a bit of centeredness, our own still center point, our still point? With interest, with friendliness, really feeling the body sitting, the body breathing. Don't worry if you can't find that center, that still point. It's still there. It's always there. We may connect with it for a few moments and then the attention wanders. It's a gentle balancing, like on a bicycle. Tipping first a little this way, then that way, and coming back balanced. With each breath, we're planting seeds of trust. And Jack Kornfield writes in his tender book, The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace, he writes, "We can plant our seeds and trust. In this we find our center. In this we find our center. O nobly born, plant seeds of compassion and let go into the spacious awareness that contains all things. Be here in the eternal present. Let this be your resting place, your safety, your home." And so resting the awareness in a sense of body sitting in a dignified way. Noticing body breathing. And with each breath, calming the breath. Breathing in calm, breathing out calm. And if you feel especially not calm, really focus on the out breath, fully exhaling and just letting the in breath happen. Breathing in calm, breathing out calm. Breathing in, I calm the breath. Breathing out, I calm the breath. Calming. Calming. Perhaps letting go of the I in that phrase. Calming, calming. Gently bringing attention back whenever it wobbles. Coming back to the breath. Back to calming the breath. Being calmed by the breath. feeling the whole length of the breath, the full length of the inhale, the little pause, the full length of the exhale, and a new pause. Finding our centers by tracking the breath. Perhaps letting the awareness widen, if that feels natural, skillful for you, widen around the whole column of the breath to take in the whole body, breath and body together, planted, centered. Steady. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. Calming. Calming. Feeling especially the wave of release and relaxation that comes with each out-breath, calming, calming. noticing if this has helped the mind heart, the heart mind. Breathing in, calming the heart mind. Breathing out, calming the heart mind. Calming, calming. Calming the heart, calming the mind. Calming, calming. Sitting in an embodied way, really feeling planted, steady, steady in the storms of life. Calming, calming. Calming the breath, calming the body, calming the heart, calming the mind, calming, calming. Calming the breath, calming the body, calming the heart, calming the mind, calming, calming, finding our centers in the breathing, in body sitting, being planted. Knowing that we are sowing seeds of calm, centeredness for our own benefit and that of others. Especially important in times of turmoil and trouble and trauma. and letting go of any helpful phrases that I've been offering you. Just feeling the body sitting, planted, breathing, steady. Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau, wrote, "Though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect wonders." And so going forth from this practice, expect wonders from planting these seeds of calm.